Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Newsmakers Podcast. This is Nick Castora, Products and Education Editor of The News. Today, we're sitting down with Dave McPherson, a General Manager at Ream and a board member of HRAI. Dave's going to discuss the upcoming HRAI Annual Conference, kind of give us an overview of what will be going on there, the sessions and events that will be going on at the conference, and give us some overall looks at the Canadian marketplace. Let's get to it. All right, Dave, so with the HRAI Annual Conference coming up here in August, can you kind of give us an overview of just what the conference is and what's going to be going on in Quebec?
Yeah, by all means, Nick. The conference this year is going to have a focus and a bit more streamlined than prior years. We've got a couple of high-caliber speakers that will kick off in terms of keynote representations on each of the 2 days, and then we've got a host of speakers that will also complement the keynote speakers throughout the days. We've changed the timing of the banquet this year to allow for more attendees' personal schedules to kind of get in and out of Quebec City, and we think that will be helpful. And then lastly, this location in terms of being part of Quebec City, there's a whole host of fun-filled events over the course of the few days, including tours, and it'll also have a chance for the folks to see the history. Quebec City's over 400 years old and has lots to share relative to the experiences in the city.
Yeah, you touch on some of the events that are going to be going on, and I wonder if you can give us a couple of the highlights and maybe some of the sessions or the events that will be featured at the conference.
Yeah, for sure. The two keynote speakers center really around business development and how wherever you are in the HVAC supply chain, you can benefit from some of the knowledge that will be shared. So it'll include a host of education relative to business development. It'll also have a piece that will include some technical, more technical topics. There'll be a session that will include a sense of the local Canadian economy for business owners and how they can anticipate what they can expect in the year to come, and also include some references to some codes and standards that are changing in the country. So really a good blend of education and chance for all of the attendees to network throughout the course of the time.
Yeah, and you talk about those contracting business owners, and that was kind of my next question, is just why do you think this conference is so beneficial for that crowd in particular, for those contracting business owners?
Yeah, the contractors can really benefit this is one of the few times, if not the only time, in the Canadian marketplace where they can get a chance to meet with fellow contractors and also key distributors across the country, along with key manufacturers in the industry. A chance for the three memberships to come together and also allows them to have their voices heard, which forms the agenda for the coming year and gets a chance to have that advocacy role that the HRI plays for the contracting members in the country.
Yeah, and as an HRAI board member, I kind of wanted to get your sense of what are some of the latest endeavors going on at HRAI and just what's going on?
Yeah, there's four key areas that HRI is focused on, and the buckets really would include: one would be communications, secondly would be advocacy, third one would be education and career development, and fourth one would be environmental responsibility. And in each of those four areas, Nick, there's really tactical action plans that are involved in getting information, one, from our membership to perhaps the federal, provincial stakeholders that are involved with the codes and standards. Two is to ensure that the membership is up to speed on education relative to that particular area, and also really make sure that we're continue to look for ways to develop new members in our industry and deal with the demographic change that's occurring in the workplace.
Yeah, and kind of looking ahead a little bit at least, is there anything that's worth noting that's on the horizon for HRAI? Any particular goals that you see for the organization in, say, the next year or so?
Yeah, there's a heavy focus on trying to expand HRI's reach across the country. So there's been a heavy focus for sure in Central Canada in really trying to expand that reach into the western part of the country and the eastern part of the country so that it has a more complete cross-country view. And also, secondly, focusing on member engagements and making sure that there's a really strong voice in with the membership representation.
Yeah, and you mentioned kind of Canada as a whole, and I just wanted to ask broadly, what is the current state of the HVAC marketplace in Canada, and what have the spring and the early summer months been like for contractors?
Yeah, Nick, it's been interesting this year, and I would say the spring at least has had a similar weather pattern as what we had seen in 2016. And interestingly enough, the mix is different relative to the equipment. We've seen a stronger lift on the heating side and a softer lift on the cooling side of the business. Overall, I think the market's actually up a little bit over prior year. You know, I think the country as a whole, depending on what pockets or where you're located, you may see stronger business growth in central Canada and perhaps a bit softer in both the western and eastern part of the country. But overall, I think there's a sense of optimism in really what 2017 will bring. And I think definitely some uncertainty relative to, the current economic situation. But I think there overall the optimism is there. And I think as we look forward on HRI's perspective, continuing to be able to listen and develop programs and making sure that we're representing the membership as effectively as possible is really one of our goals.
Well, Dave, let's say people want to learn more about the conference, learn more about HRAI. Where can they turn?
Yeah, the easiest way, Nick, is to have folks look at the HRI website. So it's hri.ca, and there's a tab that can bring them into an online registration. They can get a sense of all the programs, really get a view of what the this year's AGM offers, and also get a sense of Quebec City as well. It will be just a wonderful blend of education, networking, and allow folks to have a time to relax as well. So it'll be a great AGM.
Great, Dave. We hope people are looking forward to the conference, and appreciate you taking the time to stop by the podcast.
Thanks very much, Nick.
We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Dave and learned a bit more about the HRAI conference, what's going to be going on there, and the current state of the HVAC marketplace in Canada. Thank you so much for listening, and we encourage you to join us for the remainder of our Newsmaker series at achrnews.com or for free on iTunes. For more information, visit www.achrnews.com.